Let's take the bedding business, right? So we probably haven't looked at this, but like we're selling sheets and bedding sets, and we're selling, it's pretty much it, isn't it? Pillows. We're selling those. But like fundamentally, what do we want to sell? Like if we had to, like, do we make more money on the bedding sets? Do we make more money on the individual sheets? Do we make more money when people buy things, like go and buy a sheet and a duvet cover and stuff and do it separately?
Well, I
Like,
can tell
what is
you.
it
I mean,
that,
it's what,
what's
yeah.
an
Well, it's
order that
what,
makes you
first of all,
excited?
it's white. It's bloody. Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
People, want white sheets. I mean, shock. They don't want the green and navy blue stripes sheets. They want white sheets. And I think there was a
But
the.
what was difficult for us though, was difficult for us is because what got us into the market was different than what we were when we
Yeah, let's
were
talk about that for a
bigger.
second because
So,
it's actually quite
yeah.
it's relevant for people trying to expand overseas actually. That and it was relevant for us when we were launching it and trying to go and take we're trying to steal market share, let's face it. We're trying to get Google to give us some traffic. And it's the same when we're taking a business to overseas, we're trying to go into America or vice versa. We'll often go in with a smaller range that's slightly different than what's there.
Yeah, it's like a flanking strategy. So let's talk about the bedding one because we came into the UK bedding market, which is massively competitive. It's got the incumbents there spending a lot of money, and the market is the white sheet market. That's where it is. Everybody wants white sheets. A lot of people want white sheets. So we came in, we knocked on the door, and Google said, "Who are you? We don't know who you are. I'm not going to give you any of the white sheet market because I've got my advertisers there." And they do that, they spend money, a lot of money with you every month, and I know who they are. So it eventually kind of we kind of went round the side door and said, look, we've got this. I think it was like a Celeste duvet cover with some like stripes on it. And Google said, I've got a lot of searches for this stripy duvet cover, but nobody wants. We have I don't know what people haven't got one. I'll try and put yours. And we started selling the striped duvet covers, and that gave over time that gave Google confidence that we could sell and we were going to keep spending, and we got confidence, and then eventually it gave us a lot more of the white duvet cover market and the sheet market. But when we first started out, we thought because we sold a lot of these stripy ones, we went and bought a lot of stripy stock because we thought, oh, that's our market. We can't compete against the white stuff. We are the alternative. We're slightly, this kind of style and all that kind of stuff. But it changed because as we became more, Google became more comfortable with us, it led us into the main market. It led us into the big boys' room, and we were able to there. So therefore, we ended up with a lot of stock of these stripy stuff and these different colors that we thought that's what our model was. But it was just because it was kind of sampling us. It was sampling, saying, look, I'll give you these sales, see what you can do, and then I'll let you into the big boys' room. And once you got into the big boys' room, it was all about white sheets, and I think grey sheets as well, and a few things like that. But like it was those things. And I think that it does change over time. So like, you go to America and you rock up, you probably, let's say you've been working, say it's menswear, for example, and you've been selling loads of shirts and all that kind of stuff, and like white shirts, for example. It's the same thing. You're probably not going to go over to America and immediately sell
Well, it's
white shirts
even
because
more
they've got the
extreme
incumbents
in
there.
America. If you think
Yeah.
about it, you've got,
You're going to.
the most extreme case, you've got the Google Shopping, and you've got like what, five ads or six ads at the top. On a mobile, even less, maybe three, I think you can see. So you've got the
Yeah.
entire American market, and you're trying to compete for the three little, Google Shopping ads at the top, if it's a Google Shopping business that you're playing with. And you're asking Google to say, Google, I know these competitors here are spending, $7 million a month on Google Ads with you, but can you take my, $1,000 ad budget for the month, and can you put me in this position? Like Google's like, obviously not. That's not going to happen. So,
Yeah. It's like going to Glastonbury and saying, can you put me on the main stage at 8 o'clock at night, please? And I'm just going to go and practice my guitar. What kind of music do you play? Oh, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. It's like,
and the reason is
get rid of you two.
The reason why this happens is because Google has a duty of care to its people who are using the browser to give people a relevant result, because it thinks, well, if I give people naff result, they're not going to use the search browser. And I know there are nuances to that, but fundamentally, it tries to give people an ad that is good, that people want. So why would it take the risk of putting you on the main stage in Glastonbury at 8 o'clock? It isn't.
Yeah. So when you go and do the international strategy, you've got to have that breakthrough product, haven't you? You've got to have, which might not necessarily be your big product ultimately, but what is your breakthrough product? And you have to try it with a few different products until you get something picked up. But ultimately, that is what's going to build your trust. And like when we're taking people from America to the UK or from Australia to New Zealand or vice versa, all those kind of things, there is that period of like, you're just going to have to suck it up for a while. The bigger the market, the longer you're going to have to suck it up. Let's say you're a big company in the UK and you've been used to selling things in a certain way over there, and you go to America and you put your market, your feed into America, and you don't get much success at first, it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It just means that you are trying to get into a massive market.
And I think
you've got to have patience and you've got to build.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I think the American market is further ahead than the majority of Europe. I think the UK is pretty close to America, but I think America, in terms of brand perception and consumer choice, I think it's because there's more choice, more competition in America. I think the good e-commerce brands are just that bit better. They're further ahead. They've evolved slightly more. And the UK is probably maybe a year or two behind. And I think Germany is like a year or two behind the UK. And then I think there's like places like Portugal and Italy, which I think are also further behind.
And the behavior is different. Like you can go, you know, the betting site, you launch it in America, you know, with exactly the same kind of offer, the data capture rate's half of what you get in the UK. So there's the skepticism of giving their emails, excuse me, is very different. And it's different in Australia, it's different in New Zealand. And the size of offer is, you know, like you could do a really big offer in the UK and people believe it, but you can't really do it in America because they're just much more skeptical of the offer. So the offer architecture changes. You have to subtly read the market to understand what changes and why. And like coming full circle back to the KPIs, are, if you see them and you understand them, then it will give you the data you need to go. So we can see directly straight away, because we're measuring data capture rate on the betting site in America, I could see that it was much lower.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, because it's much lower, it probably means that they're less convinced of the offer, but that it's real. And therefore, we need to change the offer to be more in line with what.
And I think you've got to,
expect.
I mean, we particularly with America, we have to step up our game, because you know we're really asking not only Google but also the customer and Meta as well. But Meta and Google and the customer, you know, why buy from us? Who are we going to steal market share off? And if we look at the big players, and there's some very big, amazing, excellent betting brands in the US, who are just, in terms of the brand perception and the trust and credibility and the way that they're presenting the product and the photography, and they're just miles ahead, like miles ahead in terms of where the UK is. And so you just have to just up the game. And really that question, I think, is the most important one, is why buy from you, and who are we going to steal market share off? And look at the leading competitors and go, oh my God, like we're nowhere. And so I think the last thing, I mean, generally it's like we've said this before, but you know, don't put the entire product feed into the Google Shopping feed. You know, be strategic and go in and say, actually, we're going to launch with, you know, this category of product in this particular range. We're going to go in that, we're going to test that, and we're going to see, we're going to really make sure that we're, you know, we're aligned. That photography is good, the stock's good, the copy is good, there's trust and credibility, there's reviews on every product. You know, it's all absolutely nailed, and just go in with that and see what happens rather than just
particularly
going,
if you can find a niche market inside to start with, like a niche market, even if you don't necessarily want to sell to that market over the long term, it will give Google, Meta, TikTok, whatever it is that you're using, will give you confidence that you are an advertiser who is willing to spend consistently, that will allow you to expand from that base. Because otherwise you're just someone that's, you could be just someone who's, you know, there's lots of scammers out there, isn't there? They set up sites and they advertise and people never deliver the product. And, you know, Google's got to have a way of trying to protect their users against those. So you kind of get in some kind of sandbox, effectively. Mm. So anyway, going back to the basics, understand the fundamentals, keep those in mind. And as Ian alluded to, build a roadmap that actually aligns with those where you've actually got to get to. So if you say, okay, these are the four things we're focusing on this month, we're focusing on these four things this month because our customer recruitment is 10% lower than where it needs to be. And if we increase the average order value by 5% and we increase the conversion rate by 5%, we're going to hit our targets. We're going to be able to expand. And those four projects align exactly with those KPIs. And that's why we're doing them. Like, you know, it could be that you're doing the integration, big integration to help customer support, because customer support is getting low review scores and you're getting like a 4 out of 5 instead of a 4.6 out of 5 that you need to get. And that's putting customers off. And therefore, you've got to get the customer reviews up. Otherwise, you're not going to sell anything, and that's going to help the conversion rate.
I think just the other thing to just mention as well is getting the fundamentals right. Just going back to the podcast we were chatting about with the dominoes, you know, the six dominoes of e-commerce, like we've started to do a lot of crow, you know, and a lot of split testing in our own e-com businesses, and we always find that if you focus your attention on those six dominoes, you know, the busy restaurant test, the positioning, the navigational flow, job to be done, anxiety, trust, credibility, offer, they're the ones that move the needle. They are the things that fundamentally do increase conversion rates. And so, you know, if I'm, you know, that's my always my go-to, you know, my fundamental, how can I improve all of these dominoes? And it's, you know, and am I addressing those? And that's where I'd go.